I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Don Endres, and we're here right before the kickoff of the 92nd Indy 500, the second year for ethanol to be the official fuel sponsor of the race with 100% ethanol fuel. Why don't you talk about what's different over the course of the year? We're a year into it now.
Absolutely. Ethanol clearly represents not only a great fuel from an environmental perspective, but today we're here again demonstrating the fact that ethanol is a high-performance fuel. And so it's great to see the number of vehicles that are here, not only running on the track, running in ethanol, but in fact, as you walk in through the parking lot, you see a number of flex fuel vehicles capable of running on E85. And so clearly the autos have stepped up and added additional flex fuel vehicles, and that's the big change this year.
And it's exciting atmosphere out here. There's tons of people out here, and it's not, the race isn't just a proving ground for ethanol in the U.S., but an international showcase. What do you think, with the heat and everything that ethanol's received this year, how do you think the race still factors into demonstrating that ethanol is a good fuel?
Well, as you know, there's been a lot of disinformation out there, and I think the people that are part of the Indy Racing League, sponsors, all understand that ethanol, in fact, is today the only alternative to fossil fuels. It is the only opportunity that we have to change our transportation fuel system. It augments our fuel. Today, the industry is supplying about 6% of the fuel to the U.S. fuel stream. It's going to grow to about 8% by the end of the year, and clearly we have an opportunity to go beyond that as well. So I think it just represents a huge opportunity, again, to reduce reliance on foreign oil.
And it's pretty safe to say that ethanol has had great success in the motorsport industry. Where do you think the future of ethanol is?
Well, the next step for ethanol is to go beyond a blend component. Today, ethanol is blended primarily in the existing auto fleet at a 10% rate, but with the number of new flex fuel vehicles that are coming online, autos are increasing the number of models. We're increasing the number of pumps available to dispense E85. I think that's really our next step now in our evolution, is to go beyond a blend fuel component, but rather to be the fuel itself and have fossil fuels be our blend component.
And speaking of the fuel itself, where do you see that going? Do you see it improving with cellulosic technology or sticking with corn, or how do you see it?
Absolutely. We see a number of bright spots on the horizon, the number of technologies that in fact can convert cellulosic material into ethanol. It's probably 3 to 5 years out before we see commercial levels coming. At the same time, though, we see increasing yields per acre with ethanol, with corn today ultimately allowing us to produce more starch-based ethanol. So I think we'll see an evolution both with cellulosic ethanol as well as increasing starch production per acre, and that's going to allow ethanol in total to increase capacity.
Okay, well, there's quite a lot going on here for the pre-race. I'll let you get back to it. Anything you want to add?
No, I'm just excited to be here. We're excited to be a part of this industry. We think it's really a great industry that's going to grow over time, and we're just starting to become large enough now to where we're starting to feel some opposition. But the fact of the matter is, we shouldn't be surprised by the opposition today. We're becoming so large. We should expect it, and we need to continue to promote the product and underscore its benefits. And in fact, we can produce ethanol for less than we can make gasoline. So I think we're just very excited about the future and look forward to growing our business and the industry over time.
Okay, and that just reminded me, last night Tony Nuremberg, the new director for the Ethanol Promotion Information Council, said kind of the same thing that she said when she was first looking at the organization. She said it was great that you guys were successful, but then that was also a bad thing because it meant you guys would be under fire. So I guess with success comes a little bit of challenge.
That's right, and we're up for the challenge. The ethanol industry is coming together with other stakeholder industries like the autos, like the seed corn companies and the equipment manufacturers, and all of us are contributing towards educating consumers with a PR effort to underscore the many benefits that ethanol provides our country.
Okay, great. Thank you.